Hello, and welcome to another of Smokey's 5-Minute Reviews. I am Smokey, one half of A History of Misunderstanding. If you would like to get in contact with us, please email us on historyofmisunderstanding@gmail.com. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/ahistoryofmisunderstanding, or you can message us on Twitter at @HOMPodcast. Now, this is episode 5 of Smokey's 5-Minute Reviews, and I decided I was just gonna fuck with your heads, basically. Just throw you a complete, total curveball and do a movie that you really... Well, I'm guessing that you wouldn't expect me to review. I've previously done movies Inline of Fire, Death Note, the RoboCop, original RoboCop, but this time it's going to be something completely different. Just to maybe make you do a spit take when I say what I'm going to do, so fuck it. Straight into it. Best Exotic Marigold Hotel. A pause was on purpose. It was to let you get the spit take out and go, what the fuck, Smokey? What are you doing? I'm doing Best Exotic Marigold Hotel, motherfuckers. So here we go. This is it. Great little British movie that kind of started a renaissance, I think, for British drama, ensemble drama, if you will, because it has such a great cast. And because I think people who think that I just live on a diet of Serbian film, and you know who you are, and movies that I really shouldn't be watching, or you don't think I would watch. So, it's not all about the horror, it's not about the gore. I've told people before that I'm a movie fan. I am not a genre fan, I don't just like horror or action or comedy or anything like this. I am a movie fan, and that is why I'm reviewing this movie. Now, straight into it, Best Exotic Marigold Hotel. Fantastic, fantastic movie. Not just because it's British, I know I do have an affiliation with the Brits, obviously, i.e. being one, but this is a great movie no matter where you come from. I've seen ensemble movies before, as, you know, from different countries as well, and they're all, you know, good and fine. Some of them aren't, obviously, but I mean, that's the lottery of watching movies. It's especially the lottery of watching a lot of movies, which is what I do, but the cast in this is pretty much unbeatable. You look at the breadth and wealth of talent on show, you can't ignore it. I mean, Judy Dench, Tom Wilkinson, Bill Nighy, Penelope Walton, Roland Pickup, Celia Emery, Dev Patel. It's a fantastic ensemble cast. And of course, not forgetting Maggie Smith, who I do seem to think kind of channels Michael Caine in this. She does seem to be doing a kind of weird Michael Caine impression. Basically, about a load of people who, through various circumstances, end up investing in a hotel in India. And it's all about the trials and tribulations of life that occurs. The dramas, the happiness, the laughter, the sadness, the tears, and everything else that happens while they're over there and whatnot. Strangely, they've all got tans when they get over there, even though they live in England. Hey-ho, there you go. You can't get everything right all the time. But it's the soul of this movie. That's what makes it win. It really does. It has that feeling of, do you know what? We may be in our twilight years, but everything is actually okay. Yes, we've got shit going on, just like everyone else, regardless of their rage level. We do have that to deal with. I mean, you may be retired, but you've still got things to worry about. You may be 20 years old, you've still got things to worry about. This is a meeting of why you should experience life and worry about it all exactly at the same time. Now, I don't want to get too deep on it, because why the fuck should I? It's a 5-minute review, and I swear, and I'm 30 years old, and I drink beer. Why should I get too deep on that? I've said this before to various other people. Stephen from History of Misunderstanding, my partner in crime, I've said it to him as well. This movie, along with, say, something like, I know this is going to be a weird combination, but along with something like Jaws, which I know they show to first-year film students at film school, and say, look, this is actually how a movie should be done. This movie will be put into film schools and used as an educational tool. Maybe not film schools, maybe drama schools. And said, look, this is how you act, right? You think you know how to act? Watch this movie and see if you could do any of those scenes just like that. I mean, that's, I think, is what this movie will be used for, because it is, I'm going to use the word again, it's a sublime ensemble piece. It's a fantastic movie. And it just shows you the breadth and amazing talent of this cast. Every single one, all those actors I mentioned, fantastic. Even Dev Patel, you know, a young lad himself, I'm not sure how old he is, but he's not very old. He's got to be in his 20s. He holds his own against all these older British greats. Tom Wilkinson is awesome. Judy Dench, of course, is adorable because she's fucking Judy Dench. And Bill Nighy as well. Celia Emery, Penelope Walton. It's all brilliant. Even though Penelope Walton is a bitch, you kind of see past her because she's just acting so well. Anyway, I've got to get out of here because this is a 5-minute review, not a 6-minute review. So, Stephen, good luck on the editing. Well done. Thanks again for listening, kiddies. We really do appreciate all our dear and valued listeners. We love you all, and please keep listening and rate us on iTunes. And hey, take care of each other. See you later. Bye-bye.